October 23rd, 2006.
So when you want to taste something new, put out cocktail glasses for two and the honey. Let's drink Thunderbird.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
I'm not your ordinary everyday fool, okay?
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
When we arrive, sons and daughters, we'll make our homes on the water. We'll build our walls, aluminum, we'll fill our mouths with cinema now. These currents pull us across the border. Steady your boats, arms to shoulder, till tides all pull or hull aground, making this call. Harbor now, home. Take up your arms, sons and daughters, we will arise from the bunker. By dirigible, we'll leave our tracks untraceable now.
That right there was a fantastic new song from a fantastic new record by a Portland band called The Decemberists. That song was called Sons and Daughters. It's from their brand new album called The Crane Wife, which is very, very good. And The Decemberists, you know, they've been one of those bands who's never really disappointed. Each album, it's been at least as good as the one before it, if not maybe a little better. And the same applies to The Crane Wife. Very, very good release. There's a couple tracks on it that they're really long, so I didn't play them, even though they're great. There's one song in particular called The Crane Wife 1 and 2. It pays a little bit of a tribute there to The Boy with the Arab's Trap by Bell and Sebastian. If you listen to those two songs next to each other, you'll be like, huh, The Decemberists have been getting their late 90s Bell and Sebastian on, because this song here bears a little bit more than a passing resemblance to Boy with the Arab's Trap. But still, fantastic song, all of it. That's one of the, that's like an 11-minute track. The Crane Wife 1 and 2, so watch out for that. But anyway, you know what? I'm glad you're listening to The Sounds of My Head. I hope you enjoyed last week's guest-hosted episode by my buddy Ling. Very fun episode, I thought. I really enjoyed his selections and, of course, his details about them. His episode, he talked for a pretty short amount of time. I was hoping he would rattle on longer because he just knows everything about all that music and he can really talk about it at length, which is fun to listen to. But anyway, you're stuck with me again, and at least for this week, I think I'm going to do some other guest-hosted episodes before the end of the year. I'm going to try and pack some, and I've invited some people to maybe do some. So we'll see what happens with that, and I'll keep you posted as the weeks progress. All right, up next on The Sounds of My Head, it's a band called The Fratellis. Yes, The Fratellis, just like from The Goonies. If you remember the film, you know the name. All right, The Fratellis, they're a UK band who sound a lot like the other UK bands that have been coming out recently, I think. They're funny, like Art Brut. They kind of have the sound, kind of like Arctic Monkeys or something. Anyway, pretty solid stuff, The Fratellis, and the song we're going to hear is called Flathead. It's from their debut album, which actually doesn't come out in the United States until next month. So if you want it now, you have to pay a lot of money and import it from the UK, which is frustrating, but worth it, because it's a very, very good record. It's called Castello Music, and it's very solid, and this song right here is a very representative track from it. It's called Flathead. It's by The Fratellis. Check it out right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Till she said, ba-da-ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
finally, new rule in two parts. A, you can't call yourself a think tank if all your ideas are stupid. And B, if you're someone from one of the think tanks that dreamed up the Iraq War and who predicted that we'd be greeted as liberators and that we wouldn't need a lot of troops and that Iraqi oil would pay for the war, that the WMDs would be found, that the looting wasn't problematic, that the mission was accomplished, that the insurgency was in its last throes, that things would get better after the people voted, after the government was formed, after we got Saddam, after we got his kids, after we got Zarqawi, and that the whole bloody mess wouldn't turn into a civil war, you have to stop making predictions. Say Iraq was a noble experiment, if that helps you. Our intention was good, to penetrate Iraq and bring it to a glorious, euphoric climax. But it's clear now that's just not going to happen. And yet we're still pounding away, causing the whole area to become painfully inflamed. And in that situation, the kindest thing you can do is just pull out.
Talk to Yum Yum, pa glava. Ja glava pičini pom, a čutu ogunda. Coach it up to go,
ya nam.
Coach it up to do,
ya wa.
Coach it up to do,
ya cha.
Alleluia na, alleluia na.
Okay, that song right there was a cover of Ewok Celebration from Return of the Jedi, of course, as covered by a Los Angeles band called The Solids. The Solids have been around for a while, but they don't actually have any records out, which I find a little confusing. But no problem, because you can download a lot of stuff from their website for free, including Ewok Celebration, which I encourage you to do, because that's a pretty funny song. Hat tip to my New Zealand buddy Andy for pointing that one out. Pretty funny stuff, and made me chuckle, so it goes on the show. How about that for a way to decide? And it's pretty short, so what's the harm, really, right? Before it, of course, Beck. How can you miss Beck? I think that's probably a top 40 song. It was called Think I'm in Love. It's my favorite cut off his new record called The Information. I think that song, like I said, might be popular. I'm not sure, but I'd be surprised if it wasn't, because boy howdy, is that a good song. And the whole album, pretty good. It's not all five-star tracks on there, but there's a handful of them. And if you buy it on iTunes, you get a bunch of music videos, but you don't get the cool album art. There's like 500 different versions of that CD that have been released, so, you know, maybe before you buy it, research and decide which bonus song you want, because if you buy it in these different formats, you get different stuff, and maybe the magnets are important to you, maybe they're not, you know, I don't know. But look into it, because the new record, pretty good from Beck, of course. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, Brooklyn lo-fi indie band Elephant Parade. They're a Brooklyn band who I hope will do more stuff like the song I'm about to play. Their EP, which I heard this one song from and bought, and was a little disappointed that the rest of it isn't a whole lot like this song, so be forewarned. It's a bit more folky and quiet than this particular song, which this song's pretty folky and quiet anyway. But anyway, check this out. It's called Goodbye. It's from their debut EP called Bedroom Recordings, Brooklyn's own Elephant Parade. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was the Star Wars theme / Cantina Band by Mecco, and the Star Wars main theme by John Williams. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen, and we'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.